Hare Krishna. Focus not on being known, focus on knowing. We all want to be known, especially in today's world, a world that is filled with nameless masses in the mindless metropolises. There is thousands and thousands of people, and all of them are just almost mindless. I'd rush to do this, catch that. They're almost often the sheer pace and culture of the metropolises makes them function like robots chasing after things. So in a city, in a world with nameless masses and its mindless metropolises, you know, the threat of obscurity looms subconsciously at the back of our minds. We think, oh, there are thousands and thousands of people all around in this mass of humanity. Who am I? If I am not known, if I am anonymous, anonymity seems to be a terrible possibility that will reduce us to a cipher, a zero, a nothing, a nobody. And none of us wants that. For example, if I were to walk into a boardroom for a meeting, and if we don't know anyone in that meeting, then naturally most of us will feel unnerved. On the other hand, if when we walk in, if heads turn and they nod in recognition or greeting, then we feel affirmed. Now, such a need for affirmation is natural. But however, this natural need for affirmation can degenerate into an obsession when we tie our self-worth to how many heads turn. That means we think, oh, more the number of heads who turn towards me when I enter into a room, that means that bigger person I am. And especially in today's culture, where we have people's worth is judged by the number of likes that they have on their Facebook page. Oh, this person has 10,000 likes. This person has 5,000 likes. This person has 3,000 likes. Oh, this person is a very big person. Oh, only 5 likes. Oh, not a very famous. You don't have a Facebook page only. Oh, then you are a nobody. So when a culture judges people like that, then there is a constant pressure to be known by more and more people, to socialize. Now, we may socialize physically or digitally, and by that we want to be known by more and more people. However, this obsession with wanting to be known by more and more people can actually make us blind to what we actually need. We need to know what are the things. There may be many things we may feel that we need to know, but most importantly, what we need to know is, who am I? You know, what is it that I actually need? What really makes me tick? Now, we may say that, oh, I know who I am. I am an extrovert who thrives in socializing. So that's why I am socializing. Because I grow by that. I thrive in that. However, actually, we are not extroverts or introverts. Extrovert and introvert are psychological layers on us, whereas the breadth of our being extends beyond the physical and beyond the psychological. We are not the body, we are not the mind. The breadth of our being extends beyond the physical and the psychological to the spiritual. The real me is spiritual. And what makes me tick? What actually makes me happy? What makes me energized, enthusiastic? That is love. And Bhagavad Gita explains that really the love that lasts is the love for the Supreme Lord Krishna. And we are parts of that Supreme Lord. And we can serve Him here and now. Love Him in this very world and start experiencing glimpses of ecstatic enrichment in loving service to Him. So, the Bhagavad Gita explains that when we understand this true nature of who we are, when we know who we are, we cannot but be amazed. 2.29 in the Gita states, Ascharivat Pashyati Kaschidenam आश्चर्यवद्वदति तथैव चान्या आश्चर्यवत् चैनम् अन्यः शृणोति श्रुत्वाप्येनं वेदन चैव कश्चित्. सो आश्चर्यवत् पश्यति कश्चिदेनम्. सम पीपल सी द सोल इज अमेजिंग. आश्चर्यवत् वदति तथैव चान्या. सम पीपल स्पीक अबाउट द सोल इज अमेजिंग. आश्चर्यवत् चैनम् अन्यः शृणोति. सम पीपल हियर अबाउट द सोल इज अमेजिंग. Shutvapenam vedna chaiva kaschet. And some people, even after hearing about it, don't understand about the soul. The essential point is that when we come to know about the soul, we'll find, oh, it's so amazing. I'm a spiritual being who has within me the potential for life and love eternal. I just have to unlock that potential by learning to live a life of loving service to Krishna and all living beings in relationship with Him. Now when we understand this, then not only do we know, but when we focus on to know, then what happens also? For we can use being known. When we are known to others, what do we do to those relationships? Now do all of us mutually go down into illusion, or do our relationship help us and others to rise up towards reality, towards truth, towards happiness? So we can actually make the best of being known when we know. And Gita wisdom is ready to help us know the fundamental truths of life and then use whatever resources we have for our and others' ultimate good. Thank you. Hare Krishna.